there's no way out to it because it's put on a house in a way to where it sheds all of its weather, you know, all the rain and all that. Don't you want a piece of candy? There's some candy in that.
No, I don't believe so.
I got a piece in my mouth. I can't get rid of it.
I don't think so, thanks. I just had lunch. Maybe I'll have some a little later. Let's see, I want to ask you a little bit now about the house that you lived in when you were a child. Did it have any porches on it?
Yes, ma'am. It sure did.
Where were the porches?
Out front, on the back.
Uh-huh. And would you describe them to me? They had roofs or...
Well, this house I lived in, I mean, when I was a child, was like edge of town, when I was speaking about selling this.
Mm-hmm.
And it still stands there. It's got weather sheds out all the way around. It's still there. And my mother dead and gone, but she was the best to neighbors and all. Sometimes it'd be like a big porch standing on the house, in front of the house there now. But had this weather shed and it stayed good and cool and it shaded the front. And the women from over there in town would come over there and sit and talk with them in the afternoon and you would snuff, you know. I sat down on the porch and you would snuff. I told my wife many a time, I said, I'd play that. They looked like they enjoyed themselves the best I ever seen. It'd be sometime 8 or 10 kids sitting there on the porch. You know.
My gosh, they must have
They're ladies from Cobbtown, you know, come over there. Maybe their husband run a store. Of course, my daddy run a store. I don't know near about the time he died, but ain't over there, ain't there's several of them. They'd come over there and just sit and talk to Mama, you know. They'd all raised together, kind of, girls. And they just enjoyed talking with her, and she did them.
Mm-hmm.
And it had a... That house had a...
They don't read.
A weather shed built onto it.
Well, now, I'm not sure what a weather shed is. What
well, that's the shed the rain over your porches. Front and back, you know, keep the rain, just like this porch out here. See, it don't have anything to keep a blowing rain off the porch there.
Uh-huh.
But it comes down, it's built in from the eaves of the front porch, built on down to a lower level where the rain won't blow in under that.
Oh, I see, yeah. Uh-huh.
That weather shed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got weather shed on the front and the back.
Well, did she have, what kind of furniture did she have on the porch?
A rocking tree. Like those big old rocking tree.
Well,
yeah.
Now, you said there was another porch too, didn't you?
Back porch. Mm-hmm.
And what was it like?
Well, from the, that is the lot, the back part of the house there, the lot was near the, not too close to the house, not like near the, back in this house here. And there's several well right at the end of the porch. A deep well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Was, of course it was dug, but you could draw water back and people could draw water, you know. And my daddy had it cleaned out each year and it had the best well of water in that weather shed went out over that well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we draw our water, had water shelves and towels and mirrors and everything on the back porch. Work a lot of hip, you know, work a lot of hands. They'd come in and draw water out of the well, baby facing hands on the back porch on the water shed.
Mm-hmm.
Have the towels Ma would put out there.
Well, what did you draw the water up in? I mean, what was it?
There was a bucket. You put draw the water out of the well, and there was a bucket, a bale bucket with a dipper and all set right on the water shed right beside the well like that.
What was the bucket made out of?
I believe it was, well, they had different kinds. Sometimes it seemed like they'd have aluminum. Then again, they'd have cockleware and stuff like that, like pots and pans, you know.
Mm-hmm.